friends. I'm Ken Dewey, and I'm standing on the lawn in front of the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. And I come to you today with a message that the Lord God has told me to speak. I think a very important message. A few days ago, about a week ago, the Lord spoke to me and told me that I'm supposed to come to Washington, D.C. And as you know, right now there's a conference going on, the Celebrate America Conference. And He spoke to me and He told me that He wanted me to come to that conference and to be here. But He spoke to me and said to me at that time that there was even a more important thing that I'm supposed to be doing, because He had prophetic words for me. And He said, Ken Dewey, this will be a prophetic trip. I have a prophetic message for you to deliver. And so we're here today. I'm here today with my Bible in my hand. And the Lord has given me a message to speak. I want to read a passage of Scripture quickly from the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 19. In verse 1 it says, Thus saith the Lord, Go and get a potter's earthen vessel, a bottle, and break, and take of the ancients of the people, and the inhabitants and the priests, and go forth to the valley of Hinnom, which is by the entry of the east gate, and proclaim there the words that I shall tell thee. And say, Hear ye the word of the Lord, O kings of Judah, inhabitants of Jerusalem. This saith the Lord of hosts. This saith the Lord of hosts. I will bring evil, he said, upon this place, the which whosoever heareth, his ears shall tingle, because they have forsaken me, and have estranged this place, and have burned incense unto other gods, whom neither they nor their fathers have known, nor the kings of Judah, and have filled this place with the blood of innocents. They have built also the high places of Baal, to burn the sons with fire for burnt offerings unto Baal, which I commanded not, nor spake it, neither came it into my mind. And so I stand here today with the Bible in my hand, being one with a message from God. I say, Thus the word of the Lord came unto me, and He said for me to give a warning to America. He said, America, among the sins, the many sins that you have, there is none that is quite so evil as abortion. And He began to talk to me about abortion. He said, I loathe the fact that so many in this land abuse my people. And He said, I say that they're my people because the unborn are my people, yet unborn. And He said, but you know, you must know that I have given them life. And He explained to me, He said, life begins in the womb when I create them. Did I not say in my word in Romans chapter 9, He said in verse 11, For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him who calleth. There was two men that were born of Rebekah. One of them was Jacob. And the Bible says that he said concerning Jacob that he would rule over his elders. He was not born first, but his brother Esau was born to come out before him. But the Bible says that God declared that Jacob would be the man. He chose him, and he elects him while he was in the womb. And so he said to tell you, he said, I recognize the baby that's in the womb. I recognize those people that are in the womb. And he gave me another illustration. He said, John the Baptist and Jesus. When Jesus was born, he was conceived of the Holy Ghost in the womb of Mary. His father was, of course, God, the Holy Spirit. And then, at the same time, he conceived John the Baptist. And John the Baptist in the womb of Elizabeth. Mary went down to see Elizabeth and to share with her what the angel had said concerning the son Jesus that would be born. And the Bible says in Luke chapter 1, verse 41, and it came to pass, while Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and John was filled with the Holy Ghost. In Luke chapter 1, verse 15, it says, and he, John, will be filled with the Holy Spirit while yet in his mother's womb. And so we understand that God recognizes the child in the womb of his mother before he was ever born. That's a very important thing to remember. A lot of people are saying that children are not children until they come out of the womb and until they begin to live. And of course, a lot of people put very little reverence upon human life anyway. But the Bible declares that God conceived them. He said, yes, he said, because life begins at the conception. I call them, and he said, I give them a task before they were born. He began to speak to me, and he said, oh, America, I see your murdering hands. I hear the blood of the unborn cry from the ground. And he said, I warn you, I will break you in pieces which cannot be mended if you continue to do this sin. He said, I call America to face your sins. Repent, or else you will be removed and cursed even worse because you continue to do this terrible thing. He said, I will hold you responsible personally. And then he added, you who speak in favor of abortion, you will be guilty before all men. So he wanted me to warn the people. It's one thing for a woman to seek an abortion, but it's another thing for a nation to approve it. And it's another thing for leaders of a nation to seek abortion and stand up for abortion against what the Bible says. And he's warning you. He's telling me as prophet to warn you that this is a terrible thing, that you would stand up and speak in favor of abortion for that being a terrible act that you would commit. And so he said it would be a worse judgment. After this warning, he said, if you hear this warning and you do not repent, he said, it will be a worse judgment for you than already has been pronounced. And I believe that I have heard the Lord say that this country is under judgment right now because of the terrible sin of abortion. Because people are killing God's children and bringing them to death. But not only that, but they also are standing up in favor of it and saying all manner of things in favor of abortion, and even passing laws just a few days ago came out in the House that they want to pass a major sweeping bill that will be the biggest bill yet to approve abortion in America. And so God had began to speak to me about that. He said, this is the first word that I want you to make when you go to Washington, D.C., and I want you to speak this word at the grounds, at the Capitol, and make a videotape of it. He said, he added, leaders in America, the government, warning. He said, America, abortion is your major sin. Warning or else, he said. I have sent this prophet to warn you, he said. I have sent Kid Dewey to warn you that you better listen and you need to repent of this terrible sin. This is what God is saying about it. This is not what I'm saying about it. Folks, I'm here telling you what God spoke to me to say. And God told me that it was a sin, a major sin, to be killing babies in the womb. How many million babies have already been killed in America up to this time? Millions. Millions upon millions of babies. And every day, thousands of babies are perishing and dying because of abortion. And this is what God thinks about it. Now, he added that I should add a word to the people of God. And he told me that the people of God are being forced by the American government to stand for abortion. The way that they're doing that is they're passing laws saying that the tax dollar of the American people are going to pay for abortions. Christians cannot do this, he said. He warned me to warn the government of this land that abortion is one thing, but when you start forcing the people of God to pay for abortion or to go along with it, then you're asking them to partake of the evil of abortion. Now, Christians cannot do this, he said. Because you're being forced, he said, anger has come up in my face. Now, God has been angry and concerned for a long time about abortion. But the fact is, now he wants to force Christians to pay for the abortion. And he wants to bring them under health care laws that will also include abortion. The conflict is going on right now as I speak over this issue. And God has sent me to warn the government of the United States not to force his people to support abortion. You cannot support it and be right with God, is what he said. He said, I will arise in judgment. You cannot force my people alone, but you try to force me when you do that because I live in my people. Don't forget that the Bible says that after Jesus died, the presence of God came out from behind the veil and took up an abode in the hearts of his people. Actually, the people of God are the house of God. And when you force the people of God to sin, you're forcing this upon God himself because he lives inside of his people. Do you understand what I'm saying? Abortion, if a woman wants to have an abortion, she can answer to God for that. But it's a wrong thing to force that belief of abortion upon somebody that's a child of God. We ought to have our freedom to choose right and wrong. This country was founded upon religious freedom. That every man that comes to this country should have a right to live according to the dictates of his heart and not have it forced upon him to endorse an evil belief. And so if somebody wants to have an abortion, they will eternally stand before God for doing that. But a Christian ought not have to endorse that or say that it's okay. That's what the Lord is saying. He said, because of this, my people, you cannot continue to support abortion. He said, you can't continue to support it in any way. If you do support abortion with your tax dollars or with your obedience to the laws of this land that has transgressed the laws of God, then you are in danger yourself of transgressing what the Lord has commanded you to do. So he said here, he said, if you do, you will sin. If you do, they will continue to enter into the sins of the people. So he said, you must stand against this as believers and not be part of it. And he said, when you stand, it'll cause trouble. But he said, I want you to know that I am the God of vengeance. I will avenge, saith the Lord. It's not your battle, but the Lord said, I will fight for my people. Now, the warning is, if somebody watching this tape that doesn't believe that this is a real issue, I'm telling you that you're going to be facing God himself. The God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, has declared a warning against you if you continue to transgress against him by killing babies and forcing it upon the believers, his people. It's one thing to be free. I think people in America ought to be free to believe whatever they want to believe. If you go out here and want to believe in the devil, you have that right. You have that choice. Amen? I think that you ought to have the right, if you want to choose to live forever without God in a place called hell, like the Bible says there is a hell, then that's your choice. To live without God, that's your choice. But I do not believe that what God is saying, that you should force it upon other people. For we have a right and we must choose. And as for me and my house, I will and we will serve the Lord. I don't care what people think of me. They can say all manner of things about me if they want to. But I will not conduct myself in this manner of sinning against God. Now, I have one more thing to do before I close this tape, and so I'm going to step back a little bit. The Lord told me to stand here upon this ground and to take a hammer. The hammer represents the Word of God. He said, I will break it to pieces with my Word. The vessel represents that which has been formed. The Lord said, I am the potter, and you are the clay. Shall the clay say to him that formed it, why have you made me thus? But he said, I will break it in pieces. I will break this country in pieces if they continue to transgress and cause my people to suffer in this abortion problem. And so if I could get my wife Celeste to come down here to the ground, I'm going to kneel down here. I'm going to take this little vessel and I'm going to smash it. Is this not what God said? He said, I will smash it to pieces and it will be past the place of putting it back together. It's like you might could glue this back together, but it'll always be broken. It's smashed. It's no longer good for anything because it's broken. And the Lord God said, the Word came unto me and said, that if America continues to go away and do this terrible sin, he will smash it like this vessel. And the only way that can ever be mended is to repent. He said, repent, America, and turn back to God. Repent or be forever cursed because you have transgressed against me. This is my message. It's a very solemn message. Definitely a message that you want to heed. I don't think that you want to transgress this message or turn away from the living God. This is a very important message for you to listen to. And as I have driven over 2,000 miles to get here, I have come from the state of New Mexico to deliver this message.